music playing from local bands we know on Reverb Radio. It's Pete Jones Radio Show. It's live on air. It's Pete Jones Radio Show.
We have in the studio the amazing man that most people call Paul Diallo, and he calls himself...
I call myself a creamy smooth pop icon goddess.
Yes, which is what I was trying to say. I knew you'd put it better.
That's actually what Madonna calls herself, but I'm stealing it.
Well, for the sake of the listeners, can we have it one more time?
A creamy smooth pop icon goddess.
Love it. Which era, Madonna, or just in general?
No, it was around the bedtime stories era.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, that kind of does bring us naturally to the first thing you're doing, really, part of the Fringe. Mm-hmm. It's a sort of 80s and 90s, although it's not Madonna, obviously, this time.
Not Madonna this time.
But it's retro movie tracks, or tracks that were used in movies, mm-hmm. as opposed yes. to soundtrack material.
It's a brand new show. We haven't done it before. It's called The Great 80s and 90s Movie Soundtrack Songbook.
Wow.
And it's me with an 8-piece band singing songs that were from 80s and 90s movies and telling sort of amusing anecdotes about being a movie fan as a youngster in the 80s and 90s and the japes that I got up to.
The jolly japes. The jolly, jolly japes.
Yeah.
You and I cross over on so many things mm-hmm. In our likes box. And we sort of bonded about 15 years ago on Tori Amos, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
And from then on, it's just been a joy. Give us a flavour of some of the movies and tracks that we can expect.
Ooh, well, I don't want to give away too much.
Well, is that part of the show that people might not know what's coming?
They might not know what's coming, but I can tell you a couple. We'll be doing a lovely ukulele version of The Neverending Story.
Oh, nice. So you've got an 8-piece band and you're going to do a ukulele
band.
Version.
Well, the ukulele is part of this 8-piece band.
Yeah.
So the band do join in as well, but it starts with a lovely ukulele intro.
Nice.
We're doing, because this is the thing, we like to take these songs and sort of make them into a different style, so it's not just...
Yeah. They're not straight covers.
Yeah, so it's not just a straight cover. So we're also doing like a very jazzy version of Gangster's Paradise by Coolio, which was from Dangerous Minds, starring Michelle Pfeiffer.
Interesting, cool.
Yeah, and, you know, lots of nostalgia,
yeah.
So I'm going to leave it there.
But we did check earlier, you're not doing
We're not doing
from Ferris Bueller.
From Ferris Bueller, no.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want a ninth member of the band...
to just come in and say that.
Oh,
would you
yeah.
do the whole song or just say, oh, yeah?
I'd do the whole song, obviously.
Well, then you're hired.
Bueller. I'd even do a little clip from the movie.
Uh-huh.
Bueller. I mean, I'm there for you.
Fabulous.
Obviously, I'm not needed.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
But I'll be outside.
I think you were the thing that the show is missing.
Well, I mean, put it this way, it's missing me, sure. But I don't know if it's what you need. 16th to the 18th of May, that's at the Brunswick, which we love.
Yeah.
Absolutely adore the Brunswick.
We do.
You're in the main stage at the Brunswick,
mm-hmm.
3 nights in a row. Is that officially part of the Fringe?
It is.
I thought so.
So if you go to the Fringe website...
Yeah.
You will find the show on there. If you just type in movie soundtracks, it will come up. It's quite a tongue twister, the whole name of the show. So.
No, that's fine. That all sounds good. I mean, is it just me or was the Fringe really exploding this year? I mean,
it seems
really good.
I mean, it's always good.
I know
really
it's
good.
Always
I
good,
love the Fringe.
But it seems like it's getting bigger and better.
Yeah, I think so.
Am
There's
I making
some
that
really
up?
Exciting looking stuff going on. Obviously, I also run Ironwork Studios, and we've got a fantastic lineup of Fringe stuff going on there.
So tell me about Ironwork Studios in general and also with the Fringe, because, you know, why not? Let's give it a plug.
Yeah, for sure. Ironwork Studios is a beautiful venue that is just off of London Road. It's behind the back of the Brighton Station. It's on Cheapside. It's got a 250-capacity theatre, and it's also got a 100-capacity theatre. It was created by the team. We're also the team that run Brighton Pride, so it was created during lockdown when Pride couldn't happen. Yes.
Got it.
So when Pride was unable to take place for 2 years during COVID,
yep.
my boss, who is the MD of Brighton Pride, created Ironwork Studios. And so we could have events all year round.
Yeah.
And it's an absolutely amazing place to work.
So that's
it.
Its all day, all year mm-hmm. thing. During the festival?
During the festival, we are jam-packed, yeah. We've got stuff every day in all the different spaces.
Whoa.
And it's great, yeah. If you look on ironworks-studios.co.uk, and then we've got a Brighton Fringe page on there, you can see all the stuff we've got coming up, including a show by myself.
Stop now.
So this is my second Fringe show, because yeah. I'm glutton for punishment.
And you are, you are.
Friday the 30th of May,
oh, yeah.
I will be doing my show, A Kate Bush Corner. Copia.
Oh my days.
Which I did last year as it was its debut year last year. We did two nights in the smaller room last year, which both sold out. We're doing one night in the bigger room this
Fantastic.
Year. And it is me and a smaller version of the band doing all songs by Kate Bush, but again reworked in a new style and sort of telling stories of growing up as a little queer boy in the 80s and 90s who was obsessed with Kate Bush.
Obsessed with Kate Bush.
Yes, so it's camp and it's very fun.
It sounds good. Give me two Kate Bush songs that you're going to do.
Well, we're doing a lot of the classics, but we are doing some of the deep cuts as well. So we're doing, I'm trying to think of some of the non-obvious ones. We're doing Joni from Ariel in a lovely different style to the album. And we're doing a lesser-known B-side called Under the Ivy, which is a beautiful, beautiful song.
Well,
which is quite a nice segue.
I was about to say, funny you should mention the phrase under the ivy. This is not rehearsed.
It's not. It leads on nicely.
As if May isn't busy enough for you, you have also launching a new single from an upcoming, soon-to-be-recorded-released album, which I don't know the title of.
Mm-hmm.
But the new single is coming out on the 16th of May.
Yes.
With Steve, Under the Ivy, not with Steve.
No, so Under the Ivy is a separate project.
Now, come on. Yeah. I think that was Simone's fault.
Simone.
She's obsessed with football, not her work. She's looking at me now. I do apologise. It wasn't her at all. It was Brett. So this is Paul Diallo solo project.
Yes.
Back on track. I'm in.
Yes, so my last album came out in 2021.
Yep.
Since then I've recorded 9 new songs.
Wow.
And it's a new album called Firework Sky, which is being released in September. It's quite a different direction from my last album, which was very sort of acoustic. This one is much more electronic and sort of poppy.
Well, shall we give them a flavour?
Yeah, so this is a world exclusive of the first single from Firework Sky. It's called Wasted Fortune, and it's out on Friday, the 16th of May.
And it sounds a little bit like this.
I try to close my eyes at night, but yours is a face that won't give up a fight. Oh, I can't seem to get you far enough away from my mind. I try to hum a tune in my head, but I'm constantly hearing the last words that you said. Oh, I can't seem to get you far enough away from my mind. I lie to myself every day, wasted fortune. I pray for my every mistake that I taught you. Stop me from running away. And are you so please? Don't you hear me no talking to my friends at home, a room full of love, but I'm still all alone. Oh, I can't seem to get you far enough away from my mind. I'm speaking on the phone at work, but I can only hear the crackling of my heart. Oh, I can't seem to get you far enough away from my mind. I lie to myself every day, fortune, I pray for my every mistake that I taught you. Stop me from loving the way I adore you. So please, don't you kill me no more. I adore. I adore. I adore. I adore. I lie to myself every day. Wasted fortune, I pray for my every mistake that I taught you. Stop me from running away, I adore you. So please, don't you hear me no more. I lie to myself every day. Wasted fortune, I pray for my every mistake that I taught you. Stop me from running away. Stop me from running away. Stop, stop. So please, don't you hear me no more. So
hi, this is Paul Diello, and you're listening to the Pete Jones...
Pete Jones...
Pete Jones...
Pete Jones Show!
You so are. And we've also got the man right here. Mr. Paul Diello is in the house. God, it's good to see you.
When did I record that little blurb thing for you? That was... That was a while ago.
It's one of the first jingles we ever had.
Was it really?
I'm going to even go as far as to say it's the second jingle we ever had, and it's the first singing one. The first one was Joe Harmon.
Oh, great.
Literally going, hi, this is Joe Harmon, and you're listening to the Pete Jones Show.
Amazing. That was it. That's probably worth a fortune now that she's such a big
worth
star.
Worth a fortune. I keep it under wrap. And then your gorgeous one, which I love. Yeah. So that was stunning. Absolutely beautiful. Brand new, yet-to-be-released single, Wasted Fortune, comes out on Friday the 16th, which is a fantastic day for you because it's the start of your 3-day at Brunswick.
That's right.
Which is a bit odd because you don't get to play it on the same day.
I don't get to play it, but I will get to release a video of it, which I've filmed already, and that's going to come out on YouTube and on my website and everything. So
have you shot the video?
I've shot the video, yes.
And is it just brilliant?
Well, it's very...
Because yours
I'm wearing
are
something very,
creative,
very sparkly.
Very creative you.
This video is so it's kind of about looking back and nostalgia and stuff. So it's me in an empty cinema, watching home videos of myself as a 20 something or a late teen. Sort of, but whilst wearing something very, very sparkly.
And so. Were you actually in an empty cinema?
I was. Well, it wasn't actually a cinema. It was in Ironwork Studios, because that's one of the benefits of running the place, is that I get to film my music videos there.
Do you do any other work there other than use it for yourself?
I just gallivant around wearing sparkly stuff, and that's all I do, really.
That is so cool. And were you actually sitting in front of home videos of yourself?
I was, yeah.
So it's all totally photo-boto.
Yeah, I found all these old... clips, and I had them on VHS, and I digitalised them. I sent them off to one of those digital companies.
Brilliant.
It was very cheap, and it was very nice
to be able
to watch back all these old memories. Yeah,
and see it on digital. It's something amazing to do that. I love doing that.
Yeah.
I'm going to crack on because I've got another track I want to get out.
Yes.
Tell me about this one.
So this one's called The Fireworks Guy, and that's the title of the new album as well.
Oh.
And this one was written quite a while ago, a long time ago. I've performed it live for a good few years, but it's sort of taken on a new lease of life since it's been in the studio with my producer, Peps.
Tell us about Peps.
Oh, he's wonderful. He's produced all of this album, and his vision for all of these songs was just really exciting, because I'd written them all acoustically. They were all just written on the piano, and then he also produced my second album, Looking Glass.
Yeah,
so I already knew we had a really great working relationship, but he just brought these songs to a whole different life, and I'm really happy with how they came out.
And where did you record them?
I recorded the vocals at my house.
Yeah.
And he brought his little studio set up.
Interesting.
Yeah, and the music he did at his house.
Oh,
so
very
he just sends me things back and forth.
And did you just rather be far more intimate and in that environment?
Well, I mean, he's got all the equipment that we needed,
sure.
So I thought, you know, we'll just DIY
Why
it.
Not?
Yeah,
Why
absolutely.
Not? Well, this is it. It's a stunner.
Thinking, was it all my fault? Did the ball lie dormant in my coat? Was my pride just an afterthought, and I forgotten all I'd been taught? Then I remembered all the words you gave, a humble move on such a rainy day. And you couldn't have felt very brave as I received the words through it. Just to it, like they say, your personalities get in the way. Both of you just want the final say, both want to put each other in their place. I prefer to think we're separate souls. Yours lined with silver, mine is lined with gold. Still bound together till we're grey and old. You be the beautiful, I'll be the cute.
even got fireworks going off. Beautiful.
You like that one?
I love that.
Oh, thank you.
So that is Fireworks Sky, mm-hmm. which is the name of the soon-to-be-released album.
That's right.
September. Fireworks Sky, tell me. Why? What? Anything to say?
Do you know what? I think I wrote that song about 10 years ago, maybe longer.
Wow.
So the real reason is I can't remember.
Good. Absolutely is the right answer. That's what we got here.
Yeah.
Tell me about the band. You said 8-piece, which is your way of making sure you will never make money live. tell me who these retrobates are and would I know any of them?
Yes, you will know them. So this is for the Fringe show, not for my original material.
Yes, no, good point.
So for the Fringe show, my 8-piece band, well, I've got, of course, the fabulous Miss M-Bob on as my one of my backing vocalists,
we
and
love
not just backing vocalists, she is doing lead on a few songs as well.
She's so good
with her wonderful dulcet tones.
Yes.
And I've got the beautiful Joanne Arrowsmith also doing vocals. I have Ben Jones. Any relation to you?
Sadly not. No. He got all the talent, if he is.
He's on keys. He's from 12 Stone Toddler.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely incredible.
How much do we love 12 Stone Toddler?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are they going to do any new material?
I couldn't possibly say. God,
oh,
I don't know.
Hello.
So M-Bob is a massive 12 Stone Toddler fan and has been forever.
I used to play them all the time.
And when I told her that Ben
love
Jones
them.
Was playing in our band, she was very excited, very starstruck.
Weak knees. So you got to watch those weak knees.
I've got Francesco on guitar, who you've met many times. He's been in the studio.
Yeah.
Phil on bass. I'm sure that I think they've all been in here before. We've crammed them all in.
That's
and
so
done
good.
And live also, sessions.
Leaping a little bit, but you've worked with Luan of late.
Yes, I have. Luan, absolutely. So Will Nash, who's my regular sax player.
Yeah.
There was a gig we did last year that he couldn't make, so he got in Luan to dep for him.
Yeah, on sax.
Oh, and they were brilliant. Yeah,
so good. Well, they were here, literally there, standing, playing, blowing me away. I was like,
yeah.
Whoa.
I just saw their sticker on your notebook, and I was like, oh, you've had Luan
here. I've got Luan. I've got Steve Vu Hyde on the back, and that was them duetting. Absolute
brilliant.
Joy.
What a treat.
It was a treat. So listen, you've given me a third track. What is this third track? We're going to have to go out on it.
So this one is a bit more, this is quite crunchy, this one.
Crunchy.
It's called Swept Away.
It's yellow, goes crunchy.
And what can I tell you about Swept Away? Oh, I think just play it.
You know what? I think I might just have to play it, because that's the thing to do when you've given new material.
I think so.
Mr. Dealer, you are such a star. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. And thank you so much for, like you said earlier, it's been 15 years or more that I've been coming in
and chatting. Such a great relationship with you.
And your support is always really lovely.
Bless you.
So thank you so much.
And ditto, you have always been a very, very kind friend of the show. So, my friend, Swept Away.
Here it is.
Owen, goodbye.
Bye.
It's coming, it's falling from the sky. I'm rushing, I'm running for my life. I taste it, I see it with my eyes. I hear it, the sound I recognize. And I get swept away in a new idea. It tends to compensate for my recurring fears. My thoughts run away from me, I'm jumping into thoughts. When I look up, the moment has already passed. And I get swept away. Motion through the air, my blistered fingers dancing everywhere. Who'll catch me? Who'll save me when I land? To soothe me, who's going to understand? And I get swept away in a new idea. It tends to compensate for my recurring fears. My thoughts run away from me, I'm jumping into thoughts. When I The moment has already passed, and I get swept away.
Never swerve that dial from Radio River.